ZL1AWP, ZL1 Alpha Whiskey Papa, that's me.
Yeah, will you call me K3TEL?
Yeah, just want to check my radio.
Yeah, you're having trouble with your audio. It's like going in and out. It's not steady, over.
Okay, thanks very much.
Alright, yeah, it's got a little bit of a problem. Can understand what you're saying a little bit, but it's like going in and out. Okay, K3TEL, I'll be listening.
KB3WQI, Echo Link. KB3WQI, clear. KB3WQI, standing by.
JAI, this is, and you are thank you for KA2JAI. KB3KWDKA2JAI, this is. Paul, is my signal good enough to use tonight? I'm on an HD and it's in loud and clear. Thanks for KA2.
And here is WJ3K. This machine does have ears anytime you holler at WJ3K.
WJ3K, this is KB.
Good evening, Paul. How you doing? Saying what?
You are on Echo.
Well, that's good. Who else is on Echo? Okay. Is there another Echo Link node connected to it?
Getting ready.
Okay. That's, let's see. That's the ARRL section there. Okay. I've got a few things I need to do here, so I'll have to skip it. But at least we know the machine's working fine. WJ3.
W3ICF, KB3MXM.
Yeah, go ahead, Marty. W3ICF.
Yeah, how good do you copy me through your repeater right now? I'm having problems with the internet connection.
Well, you're sounding good to me, but I'm talking to you being connected to my repeater, so I hope we're both getting down to Washington, D.C. okay. But you're sounding good to me. I'm using my computer down here at the house. And, well, let me see. No, I'm connected. I'm not connected up there now. I'm connected down there, and you're getting down there. If you're going through my repeater, you're getting down there good, sounds to me like.
Okay. Well, we're just going to have to do it this way tonight, not having any luck into the system. All right. We'll go ahead and get started here, folks. Just give me a second or so for me to rearrange things are here on the desk, and we'll get started with this evening's Maryland, D.C. section-wide EchoLink net. This is KB3MXM.
It doesn't look like you're able to see the log that's coming up down there, Marty. It doesn't look like I'm looking over there with the direct connect, and so if you're connected to the repeater up there by EchoLink, are you coming in RF? You coming in RF-wise?
Yes, Philip. I'm coming in via RF because my internet connection is not working right now.
You're all working fine. Everybody's working fine, loud and clear, WI3J.
I'll be watching the screen, so if you got to ask anything, I'll be looking at the... I'm using my EchoLink direct down to the conference server, my personal one here. And I can see who all's up down there, and but you're coming in RF, so I can see you when you talk. Okay, I'll shut up and let you get on with your net. I'm just trying to get it here so I could watch who all was in down there. So that's why I connected my house down to there, and the repeater's connected down to there also. But if I try to connect up to the repeater, then I lose a list.
Nope, I understand completely. I understand completely. All right, let's go ahead and get started, folks. Good evening, everyone. And here we are on the 16th of December. This is our final Maryland, D.C. section EchoLink net for 2016. So I want to welcome everyone. As you heard, Phil and I were just chatting. I do not have internet connection here, so I'm coming in via RF to the 146 machine, 14676, coming to you from my shack here in Owings Mills, Maryland. So we're going to cover a few things this evening, and then hopefully we'll have a chance to have everybody get a chance. I do not know who's on the list tonight, so I might need somebody to run shotgun for me. I might need somebody watching my six here and figuring out who's next. But we'll get through it, I'm sure. First of all, I'd like to thank all the repeater owners and operators who participate in the Maryland DC section-wide EchoLink Net every month. Thank you very much for linking your repeaters. And several are linked each time we set up for our net here on the third Friday of every month at 8 p.m. So let me just mention a few, and if you happen to hear these, they might be in your area. Okay, so we've got Annapolis, Maryland. Annapolis, Maryland, 442.3 with a PL tune of 1072. And KA2JAI down there, and so we appreciate that, KB3CMA. Also, in Calverton, WB3GXW, Mr. John, thank you very much, sir, for your assistance in getting the signal out to all of your local hams, 147.225. And then we got the November 3HF link and repeater system. The link's 443.45 out of Ocean City with a PL tone of 151.4, and then on 156.7 PL tone for Silver Spring, also on 70 centimeters on the same frequency. We've got Frederick, Maryland, as you're hearing tonight, 146.73 with your PL tone of 141.3. Sutherland, Maryland, I haven't heard that system on for a while, but we'll go ahead and give them credit. The SMR, Southern Maryland, Brandywine, on 147.150. Let me take a nickel. And then we've got Southern Maryland. You know, we always appreciate them linking their systems down there. They go all the way down to the Virginia line, W3SMDs and K3GMR as well. All right, so that's our list. I'm sure other repeaters are linked in. I don't know who they are, but hopefully we'll get to them tonight. We'll give all of those stations currently on the repeaters an opportunity to say hello to the net. So let's sort of go right ahead and get into some business this evening. So as I said, it's the 16th of December, and many of you might be watching the weather. I looked at the weather map just a little while ago, and then I looked at the warning map. And the warning map is full of like Easter colors, like purples and blues and pinks and oranges and greens, and they all mean something, and none of it's good in some cases. Ice, snow, sleet, freezing rain, just a whole bag of wintry weather is headed our way, so please be careful, especially tonight. At or around midnight, depending on your location and where you're listening from, as well into tomorrow. Don't be fooled by the warmer weather. Saturday, it's supposed to turn cold again in some areas, so be very careful out there, and please help if you can on the radio and listen as often as possible. No Skywarn activity is expected. I heard that earlier today, but as always, just keep your ears open, and we appreciate all the Skywarn volunteers and spotters who participate in that activity, as well as our Aries, RACES, and ACS team members who participate in emergency communications. And obviously the whole group of emergency communicators throughout the section, we appreciate your help as well. All right, just a few noteworthy notes. Some news, if you haven't heard, is the Amateur Radio Parity Act for this year's administration has not passed. It did not pass in the Senate. The only senator who objected was Clarence William Bill, as he goes by. Nelson from Florida said, well, it's your first time, from what I heard. The rumor is, he said, well, it's your first time. Don't be disappointed. But we are disappointed, very disappointed that it didn't get through when we were so close. So much effort and hard work on on the part of so many people, and we will continue to do this. The league has already indicated they will continue on in next year, and we're looking forward to everyone's support on the parity bill for the next year. Break. I would recommend that if you have not had a chance to read the details of the Parity Act 1301, to do so. It's very important for us to speak with one language and speak about this in very common terms, especially going into next year. Well, hopefully we won't have to start everything over, and I'm sure we won't. The league has learned a lot of lessons learned from this past year's events, giving you opportunity to support the bill and support amateur radio and the Parity Act online. Very easily for you to do that as a constituent. Get your information in the hands of your representatives very quickly, and I'm sure that other improvements will be made, but please keep your eye to the email and other channels of communications that might come your way, so you can participate when called on. We really need that help. All right, there should be a chance for everybody to reset there. Just a few notes on activities around the Maryland section. The Santa Fest, the very first Santa Fest, and thank you for those folks down there at PGE and for the folks at the American Legion. Thank you so much. It was very well attended. It was an absolutely fantastic little ham fest, and a nice building there, plenty of parking for the size, lots of interesting and valuable items were being sold, traded, bought, and I think everybody had a great time. And the ladies, the women and ladies down there were providing refreshments and, donuts and coffee and hot dogs. And it just felt really nice to be out among friends. Your Maryland DC section appreciates the opportunity and the invitation to come and join you. And we had a great time. And I think it's definitely on for next year. So what a great RF Connections was there. So a few things that you might have to pick up before the holidays. Maybe an antenna or something you got to work on. But nice little venue down there. And look forward to joining you next year. Coming up in January, the 29th is the post-holiday ham fest, Odington Volunteer Fire Company in Odington, Maryland. This is sponsored by our Maryland Mobileers, and information is in the section news for the Odington Volunteer Fire Department for their post-holiday ham fest. And then we move into February, where we've got the Virginia State Convention, Frostfest, coming up in the first part of February on the 4th, down at Richmond International Speedway. And for those who are headed off to the sunny shores of Florida, I won't say the warm, I'll just say sunny, because it might be cold. Hopefully not. For Orlando's Hamcation, February 10th through the 12th at the Central Florida Fairgrounds in Orlando, Florida. And we'll go one more month here for March, the Winterfest, Northern Virginia Community College, Annandale Campus. The Vienna Wireless Society is having their event in March. And we'll have plenty of time to talk about the Delaware Convention, State Convention, and the Hamfest in Pennsylvania, and the Greater Hagerstown Hamfest, and of course this year, Dayton, new venue. We'll have plenty of time to talk about that, and that'll get us all the way into almost summer for the Bark Father's Day Hamfest. So that's your Hamfest calendar for the next couple of months. If you have anything that you'd like to add, make sure you get it to your section staff so we can put it in the news so we can bring it to you here. KB3MXM, let's take a break. All right, let me just for a moment here talk about social media, which is what we do as hams often indeed. We socialize all the time, and we socialize on the radio, but we also socialize across the internet and applications that we might have. Echolink on your phone, for example, a good way of socializing. Twitter, there's a Twitter, the Twitter feed for the Maryland section. There's a Facebook page for the Maryland section. There's a website for the Maryland section. And if you're interested in participating in any of those, or all of those, you know, remember, visit there and send a comment, like something, add to the experience for everyone. If you have an activity, there's plenty of opportunities to do this. If you have an interest of being a contributor, please let us know. You might be in just the right place at the right time in amateur radio to add lots of value to everyone's experience. So don't forget, we are in social and on social media, as well as the league. The league has plenty of social media sites, so remember to check them as well and contribute to amateur radio for benefit of all hams. So that's my social media, a few seconds on that, and then we'll move to, I'm going to skip over the T-Mark news. You guys can read about that. Guys and gals can read about all about T-Mark, which ones are coming online, who's going to be new, who's going to be leaving. So I'll leave that up to you and looking in the news. So take a chance to do that. Let's take a break. All right, that should give a chance for the repeaters to all ID. A few words about, I'm going to say a few words about the about Aries, and I'll open it up at this point for any of our ECs that might be ECs, DECs, SECs, that might be listening. But let me just say, we've got to keep this going here. So we've come through a rather, I won't say mild year, but one that has been, one has put right us on the edge of preparations for many things, Many hurricanes headed in this direction, storms. The Eastern Shore got affected, as well as our fellow hams down in the south, and a terrible flooding in North Carolina, South Carolina, in that area, as well as hams that are dealing with other disasters in other locations in Tennessee and Georgia and out west and up in Montana, and just to name a few. But it's very important that we continue with our emergency communication efforts, and my hat's off to those Aries groups that are meeting regularly and keeping their team involved and keeping them informed. And you should join in too. They do need your help. They absolutely do. So on a special event like the, when they're involved in such things like the marathons or the swimming contests or whatever it happens to be, cycling or hiking or biking, the Appalachian Trail, any of those things, get involved. Get involved and let them know that you appreciate their help and participate in those things. The Marine Corps Marathon, for example. And that's very important. And then to find a spot for your efforts in that organization to be rewarded. Ask to be a member. Ask to be a member of Aries. It's not that hard to do. And once you do, I think you're going to find it very rewarding to get involved and be prepared. So that's my Aries comment. Do I have any emergency communicator? Coordinators, any Maryland Section ECs currently listening? How many have your call sign, please? All right. Well, I guess I'll have to put that on my to-do list. My ECs are not on Echolink. If you know an EC, I strongly recommend at this point that you get hold of them and let them know that you listened to me tonight and they weren't there. So I'll take care of that for you. All right, let's move down the list, down the log here, and let's see what else we've got going on. Now, of course, we had an excellent simulated emergency test. Jim Montgomery and his crack team of experts got online and really just burned up the air with SET digital communications point to point. It was an absolutely windfall, very well done, and some other sections in ECs are starting to look at this as a viable way of communicating. So using WinLink, sending messages point to point, very important. Hospitals getting involved, and we've got Wanda out there helping us, K-A-3-A-H-I, also with the hospital net. Remember the hospital net? It's the Wednesday after the third Monday of every month, or it's the, Wednesday after the third Monday on HF on 75 meters. Join them, get online, and find out that information, and join her with the hospital net. Check in with them. And don't forget that all of this information on emergency communications, there is a Yahoo site for Maryland to get information on our emergency communications here in the section. Take a break. I'll be right back. Let me just check in with Phil. Phil, am I still doing okay into the repeater? Phil, am I still doing okay into the repeater? All right. Let's try that. Phil, am I doing okay into the repeater?
Yeah, this is Phil. I'm hearing you okay. I'm monitoring from down at the far end. I haven't heard anybody come back at you, so I hope we got a two-way path so you can hear them. If you're hearing me, we're okay, because I'm talking down to the conference server and back up to the repeater. Back to net control, W3ICF.
Okay, Phil, thank you very much. I appreciate that. All right, so I did really well. I've got the details here in the section news. I would suggest you take a moment and read about how well we did. Jim got a whole boatload of logs for this thing. It was really well done. I couldn't participate directly. I did hear a lot of communications going on, but read all about that, as well as all the other ECs that reported this month, so I appreciate it. And let me just cover one more thing here. Hang on just a second. Find it within... Hang on.
W3CLB.
All right, W3CLB, thank you. Stand by. We'll get back to you in just a second here. And I'm trying to find the traffic report that came in. I got from... Father, oh, here it is right here. Here it is right here. Let's see if W3YVQ, Father Al, are you on this evening, and can you give us a traffic report, please? All right, let's try that again. W3YVQ, if you're on this evening, Father Al, can you give us the traffic report for the section, please?
Yes, sir. Good evening, Marty and everyone else on the net tonight. Well, the traffic report is that traffic is down a little bit in the section this month. Some of the long-haul mass message mailers with the changeover in the NTS hierarchy have reduced their throughput somewhat. But most of what's been fun and games is propagation. Here on the back end of cycle 24, the HF propagation has degraded significantly. In fact, for the last several weeks up at Massachusetts, where the only currently operating radio sounder is for the East Coast, the MUFs have been down below 80 meters many, many nights, particularly right after sunset. Here on MEPN, for example, in our section, the band has been completely falling apart right around 6 o'clock or so, so we try to get business done before 6 as much as we can. And I'm thinking of perhaps moving the net a half an hour earlier, which would mean a pre-net starting at 5 p.m. and the official call-up at 5:30. So keep an ear to the net, and we'll make announcements as the need to rise. We also have 160 as an alternative, and that's, of course, all backed up by the Digital Traffic Network and WL2K. Break. We certainly appreciate the continued reporting of stations who participate in traffic handling, sending in their monthly station activity reports and public service honor roll reports. That apparently was one of the only databases that the Board of Directors looked at to see what kind of NTS activity there was. Of course, that's based mostly on section participation, even stations working in the higher levels of NTS or the Radio Relay International report their activity to their local section traffic managers. and they operators report to me here in this section. And break. Which brings up an interesting observation regarding peer-to-peer radio email service. I would suspect tonight, for example, that it would not be possible for stations to exchange peer-to-peer communications beyond ground wave range here in the state of Maryland, and much less reach Cumberland to the gateway. Consequently, stations in Aries and NTS interested in emergency communications activities should prepare themselves to be able to make an HF connection to gateways elsewhere in the country. And here during the sunspot minimum after dark, that might mean checking into a gateway in Florida on 80 meters, believe it or not. But you can check into any gateway in the United States on WLTK and your mail will find you and be delivered promptly. Consequently, there's absolutely nothing wrong with using the WLTK system to its advantage. It's one of its principal attributes. And it can operate totally independent of the infrastructure with regard to HF gateway systems as well as the new hybrid forwarding between gateways. Right. Consequently, if you're geared up for working peer-to-peer from, let's say, Prince George's County to Washington County, you might not have had any luck tonight, in which case you can post your mail on Norfolk or Florida or a New England gateway, and the station in Washington County can pick his mail up on any gateway of choice anywhere in the country. And I don't suppose that these propagation conditions are going to improve until we get well past the solstice into spring again, because the cycle 24 are waning as it is. Total electron counts are down, and the MUF's coming down below 3 megahertz. Okay, daytime, but nighttime's going to be very difficult. With that, simply very best wishes from all of our operators to each and every one of you for a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays and a blessed and peaceful and prosperous and healthy New Year to all as well. 73W3YVQ.
All right, thank you very much, W3YVQ, Father Al, Section Traffic Manager. Thank you very much for helping us understand all of that. Very important National Traffic System in Aries, side by side in forming alliances to do communications, which is very, very important. Let me take a moment and run over to Mr. Jim Cross, WI3N. Mr. Jim, do you have a few words for our section this evening from something from the Atlantic Division or maybe something just from your front door? What do you have to say for it? Go ahead.
Well, thank you very much, Marty, and good evening to everybody on the net. I did not actually figure I was going to be on the net tonight because our plan was to leave today to go to Michigan, and our son and daughter-in-law suggested strongly that we postpone that till maybe Sunday because they've had like 3 days of school closures, and that for Michigan that's kind of unusual, but they've had a bunch of snow up there, so we're going to be heading out on Sunday, and so I'm glad I was able to get in here. I did notice that when I started I had the repeater, WB3GXW repeater on. And I've heard somebody checking in and checking out, and I was hearing the net on the repeater, but that is not happening now, so that's been disconnected. Let me take a quick break. Okay, and well, as far as Atlantic Division, nothing terribly new there at this point. We're going to be working with Tom and the other sections in the very near future to start getting some coordination and things going with the Aries side of the table there. So that's going to be fun. Getting some stuff up on the website eventually and so forth. So look forward to that. And that's about it. So I hope everyone has a happy holiday, Merry Christmas, a nice New Year, and back to net, WI3N.
All right. Thank you very much. WI3N. Mr. Jim, thank you very much for all of that. I really appreciate it. I did check in and check out to the Wash Underscore just long enough to get a roster list. I'm not able to connect. That's the funny thing. I cannot connect. I can get to I can connect to W3ICF via Echo Link. I can't connect to WB3GXW. So, you know, you could go to those other locations. You could go to ICF. That's just one of those places you go to. You could go. I don't see the N3HF guys linked in, but I do see. Oh, well, look at this. We have back again. Thank you very much. We have K3ERA repeater, Washington D.C. area linked into us this evening. So you know, I'm just going to go over there and ask: is there anyone who's currently on the K3ERA repeater system that would like to say a few words on the net? Go ahead. All right, nothing hurt there. Let me start at the top of the list here. I've already started, but let's go to anyone who's listening on the W3ICF repeater system that would like to say a few words on the net this evening. Go ahead.
I show KC3EYX in there on the repeater. You want to come in and talk to Marty, W3ICF.
All right, that's good. Phil, while you have the mic in hand, give us a few words there, Phil. W3ICF.
Okay, W3ICF here. Yeah, he said he didn't have a mic. KC3EYX said he's just listening, no mic. Everything's about normal here. Just to encourage everybody to. Leave a pretty long delay there. Our repeater's a little slow releasing up there. We think it's due to some of the high baseband noise that sort of holds it in there a little longer on the cut through of the repeater. Doesn't seem to bother the internet side, but it does bother repeater. Repeater's a little slow to release up there. Pretty cold up here. I got up there and done some winterizing at the repeater there on Wednesday. Glad I did. We don't generate any heat up there, but I tried to shut down the draft and put some styrofoam blocks on the ventilation stuff, so let the little bit of heat from the repeaters stay in there, repeaters and the computers. Everything else is going about par for course up here, just doing what we can and what have you. We've got the two D-Star repeaters and the 14673 repeater up there at the site. Not too much else I can report on there, Marty. You're doing a great job, and I just hope everything holds up there for you tonight. There is no warranty with this connection tonight. W3ICF, back to net control.
All right, very good. Thank you, Phil. Thank you very, very much. I'm going to come down to Stu. Stu is checking in, and then Kurt, if you have anything from Skywarn, I mean, I'm sure we all see the weather report, but if there's anything you want to add from Skywarn, you'll be right after Stu. We'll get through the list tonight, folks. Everybody will have a chance. Let's go to WI3J. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening, Marty. Good evening, everyone. Stu, WI3J here in Gaithersburg, Maryland. Great job there, Marty, as usual. I don't know how much weather they're predicting coming in overnight and tomorrow, but I was riding around Gaithersburg today, and it looks like they pre-treated some of the roads, especially where there were inclines on some of the highways. I said, well, it didn't snow last night. I said, oh, they must be pre-treating. So they're expecting something around here. Hope it doesn't pan out, but just want to pass that along. Back to you, Marty, from WI3J.
Oh, thank you, Stu. Thank you very much. Well, they're probably expecting some of that love to fall from the sky. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I think it really depends where you're going to be. I think it really does. On what you get, how much you get, and what combination you're going to get. So thank you very much. Let's go over to Kurt. And then right after we get done with Kurt, I'm going to have Milford. Milford, you're still there. N3WYG. Milford, Santa Festa. Can't believe it. Okay, anyway, let's go to Milford. But first, let's go to Kurt, W3 correction, WA3TOY.
Hey, Marty. Yeah, tonight I'm checking in through the joint 440 repeater down here in Annapolis. I was having some difficulty with the Echo Link on the phone and the computer. So anyway, no news from Skywarn other than what the weather forecast is saying. Skywarn hasn't issued any statements or anything, so I'm just keeping my fingers crossed that we don't get anything other than maybe some rain. Hopefully that's all we get. But with the temperatures the way it is, if we get some precip, it's going to be some kind of frozen precip, I'm afraid. KV3NXM, WA3TOY.
All right, Kurt, thank you very much. Yes, please, everybody, just keep your ear tuned to any kind of weather coming in. We're going to go to Milford, and then I want to jump down to Ken. After Milford, I want to go to Ken, KA3POX. Ken, you're after Milford. Let's go to N3, Whiskey Yankee Golf.
Good evening. I hit the right button finally. From November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. Milford here in nice, dark South Bowie. Everything's nice and quiet. I'm working on the internet right now. I haven't got my system set back up from Santa Fe. We had a great time out there, and I was really really pleased to see not only the people coming in, but also the people going out with bags in their hand. I thought that was very good, very encouraging for the ones who had things to sell and to move on and to trade. So it was good, a lot of fun all around. Thoroughly enjoyed myself. So with that, I'll pass it back. KV3MXM in the group. This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford and Bowie.
Okay, Milford, very good. Thank you very much. Yeah, that was quite a little get together there. I really enjoyed it. Thanks for those words. Let's go down to Ken, KA3POX.
Well, good evening, Marty, and to everybody on the net. This is Ken, KA3POX. I also attended the Santa Fest, and it was a good show. I'm glad I was able to make it there. And sold a few things, bought a few things, and had an excellent time. And everybody involved with that did a really good job of getting that going, and they're certainly planning to do it again from what I hear. One little piece of information, the W3SMR repeater is not linked in. At one time, we were part of the Southern Maryland Link system, but that seemed to have gone away, or there were some issues there, so the W3SMR is no longer linked to anything at the moment, but we'll let you know if anything changes there. And that's about all I've got. My first time checking in here, and I just wanted to say hello, and hope to be back the next time the net comes around. Back to net, here is KA3POX 73.
Okay, Ken. Well, thank you for that bit of information. I'll take it off, and then when it comes back on, maybe somebody can just email us an update. I really appreciate it. Let's go to Mr. Chris, Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf, Baltimore Traffic Net Manager, and he's been here many, many times. Chris, how about a few words for the net this evening? Go ahead.
Okay, AB3WG, good evening, Marty, and everyone on the net. And not too much going on over here today in Reisterstown, just trying to stay warm like everyone else. And our Baltimore Traffic Net continues to welcome newcomers to the amateur radio service and traffic handling. We have opportunities available for net control stations and traffic handlers, so information can be found on our website, baltimoretraffic.net. And so that's that. And then also just want to make sure to put this out there, just make sure everyone's checking on elderly folks. I know my a family member has just recently become widowed, so check on, make sure you check on everyone and make sure they're doing okay when these weather events come through. Thanks, Marty. AB3WG.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Thank you very much. Let's go down. Let's go back to W3SMD link system. Anyone down there on that system? The W3SMD would like to check in. Go ahead.
Good evening, Marty. Nothing to say. Just sitting here vegging after a week. What can I say? W1JD, good evening.
Well, W1JD, well, thank you for checking in with us this evening, as always. And I'll mark you down here as in and checked in. All right, thank you very much. I'll just move right down the list here to November 3, Zulu. November 3, Whiskey, Zulu, Romeo. Hey, I kind of like that. It's like November 3 Wizard on the Samsung. Go ahead. Give us a few words for the net this evening.
Good evening, Marty. This is Chuck, November 3 Whiskey Zulu Radio in Westminster, Maryland. I hope this is working. This is the first time I've tried to use EchoLink on the phone. I really don't think I have it completely set up right. I had started the net on my ICOM, and the battery died. I figured I was going to check all my batteries tonight. Well, I found one that didn't work. So, good net, and just like everybody else, hunkering in for the weather. And with that, I'll turn it back to net control. This is N3WZR.
Okay, Chuck. It's working. Yeah, it's just... And I use my phone every now and then. It works. All right, let's go right down the list as we're going through here. KC3ABF says muted. So I would imagine if you're muted, you want to say a few words now? Go ahead. No, it looks like you are muted. I guess you're getting in, but no audio. We'll come back to you in just a minute. See if you can... if you go to test server or go to another system, I might be able to find that where that setting's at. I'm not sure where the mute is at. You know, I don't think I've ever seen the mute. Well, I might never needed it. That's funny. Let's go down to Thomas, W3TDH. Go ahead.
Okay, well, first things first, is my audio all right?
Your audio is just fine. It's not overwhelming. We can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I was audible and not down in the mud, as sometimes I am on this computer. Harking back to the set, we did the set at the Germantown campus of the Holy Cross Hospital System, and because of some seating and groundwork, they said, oh, please don't set up out there in the grass. Set up in the parking garage. So we had to really... think new and different, and we put up an 80 and a 40-meter dipole on the top deck of the parking garage, and we found out that all the steel in that deck makes a heck of a reflector, and we did real well from up there. So something, just a thought, I thought I'd share that with people so that they might know that a parking garage deck does make a pretty good reflector for an NVIS antenna. As it turned out, we did better than I ever thought we would. Just that thought, and back to net, W3TDH.
Wow, yeah, well, of course it would. There's lots of rebar, as they say, rebar. I could think of a joke like, what happens when you go back to the bar? Rebar. Anyway, thank you very much, Thomas, I appreciate it. Let's go down to Mike, KA2JAI. Let's see if Mike's in there and anyone on the repeater down that way. Go ahead.
KB3KWT.
Okay, we got KB3KWT, Mr. Paul, thank you for checking in, and KA2JAI, Mr. Mike. Go ahead, Mr. Mike. After you, we'll go right to Mr. Paul. Go ahead.
Good evening, Marty and everyone. Thank you very much for mentioning the Mobileers handset coming up in Odenton, January 29th. The December off, but we're going to be very busy in January. We will be at the handset, as well as at the National Electronics Museum on our usual book Tuesday. We have a special session coming up in January, so you can see that. But that's the party.
Okay, Mr. Mike, we got the first part. Thank you, and you're very welcome for... no problem mentioning the ham fest, but you said something at the end and you dropped out of the system, so we didn't hear. What is there an event coming up? I just could not figure out what you were saying.
Q.
Mr. Mike, we lost you there, buddy. We lost you completely on that last go-around. I couldn't quite copy. You said a few words, but I can't put anything in between them, so I'm sorry I can't get back to you right now. Let's move on to Mr. Paul. And Mike, if you got something for us, make sure you mail it up this way. Email it up to us so we can get it in the section news. Or if you want something to be added or information to get out, get it to us, okay? All right, let's go to KB3KWT, Mr. Paul.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody. This is KB3KWT. Back to...
Well, thank you, Mr. Paul, and same to you. Thank you very much. Let's go last on my list here is K3TEL, Mr. Arnie. A few words. Thank you.
All right, K3TEL. Want to say and wish everybody holiday greetings and be safe. And hope you get what you want for the holidays. And that's it from here. Everybody enjoy. And that's both holidays between Christmas and Hanukkah, whichever you worship. K3TEL, clear.
Okay, Mr. Arnie, thank you very much. And let me go right back up real quick. Let me see if KC3ABF. You want to try again? I've still got you open on my list. Go ahead. All right, nothing heard. Let me take a moment here and thank one of our very important friends who has been very important in getting our communications out to many, many others. If you read the section news this month, you'll notice maybe down near the bottom, if you made it there, a comment about Tony Riggs, W1, Fox Hotel November. You know, Tony, according to for the details that I've got in addition to this, is Tony's been doing this for a very long time. And as an announcer for the Voice of America, and with Tony and our assistant section manager, Al Brown, KZ3AB's, collaboration, they create the audio version so that those who are not able to read or see the news can listen to it. And I would suggest that perhaps you should listen to it too. There's very little emotion sometimes in reading. The writer might add a few words to get your attention, but it does not replace the sound of someone's voice. And that's what we are very good at. We are good communicators. And I want you to take an opportunity to listen to the audio news by Tony and our assistant section manager, Mr. Al. So remember to do that. Do that before we do this again. I want to wish everyone here and those joining us, thank you very much for your time and patience and participation. Stand by. I want to thank WB3GXW, Mr. John, and as well as all the other repeater operators, Phil and all those, and Mike and all those repeater operators that take their time to link in to the section news so we can all enjoy it. Thank you very much. Thank you now, and thank you in the future.
November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf.
Okay, November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. Stand by just a moment. And I want to wish everyone a happy and very safe and prosperous New Year. I want you all to enjoy your friends and families and whatever you may do for the holidays. If you travel to an exotic, unique, and wonderful place, My address is available for a postcard. Perhaps even a QSL card from one of those exotic places would be nice. You can just send it to me and I'll stick it on the wall. And as well as everyone, get on the air and stay on the air. The radio frequencies are there for us to use, and if we don't use them, we will lose them. So with that, let me turn it over to N3WYG, N3WYG, did I get that right, WYG, who just checked in, and then we'll close for the evening. Go ahead. I'm sorry, is it W3GYW? I'm sorry, I tried to write it down really quick and I got it all messed up. Who came in on the FARG repeater system?
This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf.
Oh, November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Marty. I just realized you might not have had your computer up, but Alistair, Zulu Sierra 1 Oscar Kilo has been on. I didn't know if you knew that or not, so I just thought I'd let you know. That's Zulu Sierra 1 Oscar Kilo.
All right, well, thank you very much. Yes, Zulu Sierra 1 Oscar Kilo comes in and joins us. Alistair, he records our Echolink sessions here with the news and then uses those. So he records them and then listens to them and shares them with others. So I will acknowledge Alistair. Thank you very much for coming in and joining us once again this evening. It's quite early in the morning for him there, maybe even morning. All right, everyone, have a great evening. Thank you very much. We're a little bit over, so we'll bid everyone a great 73 and 88, please. And please come back and join us next month for another Maryland DC section Echolink net here at 8 p.m. on the on the Wash underscore DC note or whatever you're listening to. 73's all. Have a good night. This is KB3MXM. My name is Marty in Owings Mills and the section manager for Maryland, D.C. Good night.
WA3TOY to all. Merry Christmas and happy holidays. WA3TOY.
System, which we use for the MEPN net on a daily basis for check-ins around 6 p.m. Merry Christmas, John. W3YVQ.
I'd like to have a word with you, Marty, if you can, if you're still there, W3ICF.
I am still here, but let me just say this. YVQ and TOY doubled up. TOY with the happy holidays, but I heard YVQ say something about John and Nets. So let me give YVQ a real quick chance here to say whatever that. We didn't get the first part, Al.
Roger, I just simply wanted to express our appreciation to John WB3GXW for the use of the facilities, particularly the -L link, which we use on NEPN to take check-ins for our traffic nets on a daily basis at 6 p.m. That's a system not linked to any repeaters normally, so that we don't time anything out, and it has been very, very useful for not only taking net check-ins, but for training. And Merry Christmas, John. W3YV.
Okay, Al, we got that time. And TOY, go ahead, because I think the last part of yours got cut off.
Yeah, I was just wishing everybody Merry Christmas and happy holidays, since we won't have another net till January. WA3TOY.
All right, very good, Kurt. Thank you very much. Let me go to Phil, W3ICF. Go ahead, sir.
You know, Marty, the only thing I want to throw out here, and I hope it's still there. I haven't checked it recently, but our repeater 14673, as well as our D-Star repeater, KB3YBH, are being live broadcast there on the Broadcastify system. So you can tune in there, and if somebody wants to listen into the net and they got a computer, they can, and even if it doesn't have Echolink, they can connect into the Broadcastify net and listen to those. It's on the Frederick County section of Broadcastify, and it's It has my two repeaters, plus I think some of the other repeaters here in Frederick County. That's through the help and work of Mike K3DO. He's the guy that runs the FARC new repeater they got up there on Fusion. But he has several repeaters tied into that Broadcastify network there, so if you just need to monitor, it might be a way to get in sometimes when you're out but still in the range of a computer or a Wi-Fi computer connection. Back to net control, W3ICF.
Well, very good, Phil. You know, that's something we might want to stick in the section news, just as a note for folks who would like to listen to us here using maybe their phone app, just to keep up on what's going on. Thank you very much. If you can get K3DO, maybe I can send just a short, you know, a little paragraph or two about Broadcastify and having your repeaters up. That would be very, very helpful. We would appreciate it.
I'll discuss that with him on the next net. We do our Tuesdays and Fridays net. He's usually in there. But I'll tell him. Just send the FYI email to you there from Mike. He can give it to you in better detail. And I'll talk to him about doing that, Marty.
Okay, very good. And if you know Al Brown's, his is KZ3AB, KZ3AB at ARRL.net. Just include him, too. Just put both of us on there so we have double coverage so it won't get lost. I appreciate it, Phil, and that's a great opportunity for everyone. Thank you very much. I guess you didn't hear that one. Let me try that again. Make sure you CC or put KZ3AB Al on there as well. KZ3AB at ARRL.net. Al Brown, who does the newsletter. We'll have double coverage, that way we don't miss it. And thank you very much for sharing that with us this evening. KB3MXF.
We'll do that, Marty. We'll do that. W3ICF clear.
All right, everybody. Have a great evening. Thank you for joining us this evening. 7-3s to all. This is KB3MXM clear.